going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My favorite pick of the draft so far is Colston Love to the Chicago Bears. That offense, that coordinator, that quarterback, and then to also have Roma Dunze on one side, I love this. Oh, DJ Moore, I love this. Colston Loveland could be like, you know, one of those breakout rookie tight ends that we get every so often.
Hey, Chicago, can't wait to get started. Bear down, let's go.
I like it. It's simple. It's to the point. That was Colston Loveland, the Bears' draft pick. And did you happen to see, Marshall, the decor of the room he was drafted in?
The one that looked like they had just gotten back from a big day out hunting?
It was like Central Casting, Idaho. Like, the Longhorns on the wall were what caught my eye, and then I realized the elk head was pretty amazing.
Double elk head.
Aren't they elk? Either way, those are multiple elk, moose, points whatever. On the deer head. Yeah, that's incredible.
Something with horns. It was interesting because I was like, first of all, there's not enough lighting in that room. And I realized, oh, this isn't for TV. This is them just hanging out watching the draft.
But that is an epic room. The ceiling's got to be like 15, 20 feet high.
So does everyone just have a hat for every single team? Because as I was looking around, I noticed everyone was ready. Like, with the hat of the team. So does everyone have all 32 teams' hat at their disposal when they're not on site? On site, it's easy because they got plenty of hats.
Just pick the hat.
Yeah, they give you the hat on your way out.
Yeah.
I think everyone, Marshall, does have every hat, but only one person put out that baller display of hats and is still sitting to be selected.
Oh, man, don't do that.
Sorry.
Listen, Shador. Have you... Canton, Texas is East Texas. That's Van Zandt County, if you're curious. But the real point is there's tons of land. Like, when I say tons, I mean tons. So who knows what kind of compound they have. They probably have just, like, rooms for extra rooms. It's probably like a 7,000-square-foot house easily. So
what is he going to do with the rest of the hats, though? So he's, like, giving them out to friends?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Oh, you like the Seahawks? Here's a hat.
Yeah, return policy if they're not worn.
Seahawks, they'd be fighting over that because it's Idaho. It's nearby. That actually makes sense.
But you're not, if you're in the draft room for the guy, you're wearing his hat. You're not, they better be wearing Bears hats.
We're talking about at the end of the night, like, oh, we got to get rid of these hats.
But the family and your friends and family want to support you. They don't care about the other team.
At some point, it can just be a fashion decision. At some point, it can just be a fashion decision, right?
Like our buddy Bill Griggs, who always wore like the old school Jets and Spurs hats before they were cool.
His dad played for the Jets, so that's why he wore the Jets
hat. Fair enough, but he always made it look cool. This guy was ahead of the fashion by about 10 and a half years.
No, I think we were just behind. I can honestly say
it was definitely both. He was wearing the old school 90s Spurs hat before the 90s were back in.
I'm so fascinated with Colston Loveland because we just heard John Jansen kind of tell us what kind of guy he is.
Right.
He seems like a more quiet workman-like type. I shouldn't say the word workman. Yeah, it's too soon.
You're very sad about it.
It's too soon.
We'll pour one out for Gage Workman at 12:25.
But no, seriously, I'm interested to get to know him better just so I can understand what kind of personality we're adding into the mix.
The overwhelming impression I got was, oh, both tight ends are available, Warren and Loveland. Oh, they want Loveland. Okay, well, that tells me exactly who they want this offense to be. That tells me exactly who the personnel is. Loveland also, because of what he does, you know, he's considered like a seam stretcher. You see how he can make plays in space as a catcher. Yeah, I feel like this is the guy who they want to function as the number three receiver.
Yes, and I think that was the point I was trying to make in transition. Like, that doesn't mean Cole Kmet just disappears.
I think David, so I said that Loveland, like, even though Loveland's on the team, Cole Kmet likely has more production than he did last year.
Yeah.
He has more targets than he did last year.
That's all I was saying. They acted like I was, oh my goodness, how could you disparage the number 10 overall pick?
Here's the issue I have with anything that happened with the Bears production last season as to how you see this all fitting together this year. They didn't even run enough plays. They're three and out on their first drive all the time. Like, there wasn't enough plays to go around to give people appropriate targets. They were too busy stalling drives. So, like, ideally, that's not happening this year. You're going to have more plays to run. You're going to have more targets. You're going to have just more overall to be able to get everybody involved. Like, tight end production is, you know, there was a year where Cole Kmet, before he signed that contract, was the Bears' leading receiver. And he was still only in the, like, 700, 800 yard
He wasn't out here putting up all pro numbers by any means. So
there's enough ball to go around.
I think there is now. I don't know that that was the case last year in that particular offense run by that particular offensive coordinator.
And Lord, on the day of the 25th of April in 2025.
That's today.
Please let me talk about the day where we don't have enough ball for all the Bears. Please let me have that problem.
That is a great problem.
Amen.
To have. I want to hear from Colston Loveland, mainly because I just want to hear his voice.
How do you see yourself in this? Tell me the main character syndrome, Colston Loveland. Like, you are the center of attention right now.
I think Colston Loveland's got to be happy that he's with Ben Johnson because he saw, as a guy who was, you know, playing football in Michigan, at Michigan, right down the road from Detroit, the Lions, and where there was so much offensive success from Ben Johnson. He understands better than most what he's getting into, who would be in his position. Here is what he said about his impression of Ben Johnson.
What were your conversations like with Ben Johnson, and what was your excitement about the possibilities for you in that offense?
Like I said, we met at Pro Day, and just love the guy. Obviously, before I even met him, just watching Detroit last year, the things that they were doing, you know, just he was like, man, really smart, knows what he's doing, knows football. And, you know, finally being able to talk with him, meet with him, and kind of pick his brain. Number one fan of that guy for sure. He's legit. He's a stud. And I can't wait to be under that. I know he's going to put us in great positions, put Chicago in great positions to win games. And I'm just super excited for it.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Listen, it's great to be a tight end drafted by Ben Johnson, knowing what Ben Johnson does with tight ends.
Yeah, you're very happy. Like, you have a reason to be excited.
Yeah, like, how are you, like, what? Tell me a better position than understanding that Ben Johnson was hired to make the offense go, and you were the first player he selected in the draft to help make the offense go.
Yeah, I think if, you know, it's like a, maybe Jahad Campbell is just as happy playing behind that wrecking crew.
How could you not be?
But that's the point. There's certain systems where, you know, if you're the one who's taken, you're like, aw. This is great for me. Like, I'm going to focus on me for a minute. This is fantastic. He didn't strike me as that guy. I'm not saying he is the main character.
I got you.
Energy, but he should appreciate what's going on. Somebody who is onto this, when it comes to the Tyler Warren versus Colston Loveland battle, if you will, or showdown, or whatever you want to call it. We're going to be comparing these two now for a long time.
The rest of their careers, you could argue.
That's what happens. These are what the decisions come down to. Our friend Nate Tice, who was on with us earlier this week and did talk about why he likes Colston Loveland more than Tyler Warren.
The receiving ability is just so fluid for such a big build. He's a little bit younger. And also, when I broke him down and I got to compare them in a longer article, I expected Warren to be a better blocker right now. And maybe I had to project more for Loveland, you know, seeing that he's younger, he has longer arms. Which, you know, typically means you can add a little bit of bulk to it and a bit of strength. That I came in and watched, you know, Michigan's offense, and I am watching Loveland be a better inline blocker. When I mean inline is what you think of a traditional tight end. You know, Mercedes Lewis is probably the ultimate example, a true Y inline tight end. So I think that ability, which I thought would be more of a projection, is more of a current strength of his game, which gets me excited. So he's younger than Warren. I think he has receiving ability that matches Warren. They just get to it in different ways. Maybe not as dynamic after the catch, but I think his catching range and his route running is very good. But on top of it, that he can do the real tight end stuff. You don't have to hide him. So I just think you can just do, there's the potential to do more with Warren or with Loveland than Warren, which is kind of ironic because of how they were used in college, like that Warren's versatility actually makes him more of a limited fit for certain teams, while Loveland I think can match a lot of teams, including the Bears. I'm just that more versatility and plus versatility I'm excited about with Loveland.
It's also the way I envision it. This one person in particular is going to help utilize a part of the field that we have not seen the Bears use for years. When you're talking about splitting safeties, everything over the middle, that where we have seen just a dearth of production. We saw a bit of it with Keenan Allen last year at times.
Hmm.
He's such a defined route runner that you knew exactly what you were going to get in that particular play. So in this case, I just really like the concept of knowing we have a guy for this part of the field. And now it's your job to do battle against who's facing you in a mismatch or a matchup.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the training camp to begin so that we can see, first off, just how healthy he is, how good he looks. And then, can we just get past the preseason straight to the regular? I mean, it's just, preseason's one game now, right?
Don't you take away my summer away from me. You know I think 75 is cold. Stop that.
You're the one who thinks I should have a hot boy summer.
You asked me the question, should I have a hot boy summer? And I said, yes, you've earned it. You had career focused summer last year.
Did I though? I took the summer off. If we're really,
but you kind of did. But you reap. I don't know. It's been a good year for you career wise.
It's been a decent career. I'm enjoying it.
You achieved all your goals early.
I did.
Says to me?
What does it say?
Hot boy summer.
Oh, wow.
That's how that works.
Hot boy summer and a hot girl summer. Let's go. Let's go.
My last hot girl summer was before I was married. And even then, I was dating my ex-husband. So, no.
Sounds very not hot when you say it like that.
I liked him. We liked each other. It was fun.
That's cool. I hope I like someone again one day.
Yeah. A girl can dream.
So can a man. You can all dream.
We are happy, though, that the Bears chose Colston Loveland, or at least made a decision on a tight end. That was something that I selfishly, I'm like, oh, now I know how this offense looks. Well, isn't that nice?